Congratulations, you've just been promoted to manager. Now what? Most professionals find themselves in this exact position with zero preparation, suddenly responsible for an entire team's performance without any formal training. Research reveals that the average manager waits a full decade before receiving their first leadership training, an astonishing gap that explains countless workplace frustrations. This transition from star individual contributor to effective leader represents one of the most challenging career shifts you'll face, yet organizations treat it like flipping a switch. The good news? Management isn't a mysterious art reserved for a chosen few. It's a learnable skill set built on four foundational practices that transform how you work with people. The era of command and control leadership is over. Today's most effective managers don't dominate. They empower, energize, communicate, and support. Understanding these pillars means recognizing that your success no longer comes from your individual output, but from your ability to multiply the talents of others. Your team is watching you right now, wondering what kind of leader you'll become. Will you be the micromanager who drains energy from every room, the absent figure who provides neither direction nor support? Or will you be the leader who multiplies talents, celebrates successes, learns from failures, and creates an environment where people do their best work? Great management rests on four interconnected practices. First, empowerment gives employees authority to make decisions without constant approval seeking. Micromanagement kills engagement. Instead, create infrastructure that enables people to do their best work. Second, energizing your team transforms good management into great leadership. Poor managers drain energy. Effective ones amplify it by transmitting genuine excitement about organizational goals. Think of teachers who made difficult subjects fascinating. The difference was energy. Third, communication serves as the lifeblood of everything you do. When you fail to communicate clearly about assignments or expectations, engagement plummets. Master multiple channels and adapt your message for different audiences. Finally, supportive management completes the framework. Position yourself as coach and cheerleader, someone who shines spotlights on team achievements rather than personal glory. Provide necessary training, resources, and decision-making authority. Understand that mistakes are learning opportunities. Finding your personal management style means balancing authority and trust while consistently removing obstacles. Teams without clear goals drift aimlessly, moving constantly but arriving nowhere. Structured goals transform vague aspirations into tangible achievements by providing purpose, measuring progress, and guiding direction. While SMART goals remain useful, today's fast-paced environment benefits from clear goals. Collaborative teamwork, limited scope, emotional connection, appreciable chunks, and refinable objectives that adapt as information emerges. Despite elaborate planning, efforts often fade without implementation. Keep goals manageable. Focus on just two or three at once. Attempting too many diffuses effort and produces mediocrity. Select goals with the biggest potential payoff, ensure organizational alignment, and review quarterly. Goals only work when properly communicated. Capture them in writing, introduce face-to-face, clarify individual responsibilities, and secure employee commitment with clear timelines. Transform goals into action through four elements: milestones marking progress, actions moving between milestones, relationships showing proper sequencing, and schedules providing timeframes. In today's volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world, organizations must learn faster than ever, viewing challenges as opportunities. Systems thinking moves beyond quick fixes to understand how events affect entire organizations. Peter Singe emphasized creative tension, the gap between vision and reality that drives progress. Effective systems thinking requires stopping the blame game, avoiding band-aid solutions, focusing on high-leverage changes, and recognizing interconnected patterns beneath surface details. The greatest obstacle is often management itself. During crises, executives play it safe to avoid blame, stifling innovation. Apple's history illustrates this. When competitors copied their products, their advantage vanished. Under Michael Spindler, cost-cutting boosted sales but failed to drive evolution. Only after Gilbert Amelio brought new leadership did Apple transform by unlearning bad habits. Learning organizations embrace mistakes as valuable data. Like children learning to walk through countless falls, businesses must create environments where calculated risks become cultural DNA. Companies like Google celebrate failures that generate lessons, understanding that innovation requires experimentation and occasional missteps. Teams range from formal structures to informal groups, but truly empowered teams set their own goals, manage membership, and make key decisions. Most merely attend meetings without real authority. Effective teamwork requires granting decision-making power, allowing teams to select leaders and address underperformance, and providing proper training. Despite meetings consuming 5.6 hours weekly, 71% consider them unproductive due to excessive length and lack of focus. Solutions? Start and end on time, invite only necessary participants, prepare thoroughly, create agendas, and document action items. Southwest Airlines exemplifies this. Cross-functional teams integrating customer service, operations, and maintenance enable 20-minute plane turnarounds versus the industry's 45-plus minutes. Delegation multiplies impact dramatically. Organizations with CEOs skilled at delegation achieve growth rates 112 percentage points higher. The six-step process: communicate what needs doing, explain why it matters, agree on success standards, provide necessary authority, offer ongoing support, and secure commitment. Clear vision drives engagement and performance. When employees understand the mission, they stay motivated through challenges, improving quality, loyalty, and revenue. Test alignment by asking employees about the mission and their role. Consistent answers indicate clarity. Varied responses reveal confusion. Use Peter Drucker's 5 questions. What is our mission? Should fit on a t-shirt. Who is our customer? What does the customer value? Most important, least asked. What are our results? What is our plan? Despite craving direction, 91% of employees report managers don't communicate effectively. Many leaders withhold information to maintain status or protect workers, but this creates uncertainty and fear. Transparency, even about struggles, builds trust, increases teamwork, and empowers problem solving. Sharing challenges like declining sales emphasizes collective ownership, creating accountability while preventing gossip that thrives in uncertainty. Patagonia exemplifies this. Their vision: build the best product, cause no unnecessary harm, use business to inspire and implement solutions to the environmental crisis, guides everything from sourcing to marketing, attracting talent who choose purpose over higher salaries. Employees crave recognition far more than managers realize. Manager-initiated praise based on performance proves more motivating than monetary incentives. Yet most employees rarely receive verbal thanks, creating tremendous opportunity for managers to boost motivation through simple recognition. Money motivates, but once employees can pay their bills comfortably, they seek fulfillment elsewhere. Positive reinforcement, praise, recognition, and growth opportunities makes the difference between unmotivated and engaged employees. Non-monetary incentives improve productivity and generate higher financial gains, while monetary incentives can damage workplace relationships. Despite expecting recognition, 45% of employees haven't been recognized in 6 months. Effective recognition considers formality, source, timing, immediate is best, and setting. Deliver praise directly, publicly, amplifying impact by recognizing employees before peers, or through positive gossip, praising employees when they're absent. Public praise proves particularly powerful since many employees only receive attention when something goes wrong. Supporting employee development increases performance quality and prevents costly turnover. The development process includes discussing career vision, having honest conversations about strengths and weaknesses, creating formal plans with milestones, and ensuring consistent follow-through.